About 2 decades ago, 82 train cars full of garbage left the Puget Sound region every day, headed towards a landfill in Oregon. Well, today we've reduced that by half. And Heather Trim says that reduction is thanks to good policy.
By doing the different ordinances we've done to reduce bags and styrofoam and incentivize composting, and now to ask people to not put any food waste into their garbage.
Heather Trim thinks we can reduce our landfill waste even more. She is the leader of a grassroots organization, Zero Waste Seattle. She told Marcy Silman, Seattle still has work to do to get to zero waste.
We can tackle mattresses. We can tackle textiles. We can tackle stretch film. We have a big thing, which is composting in your paper towels when you go to the bathroom. So all those office buildings downtown, we can compost all that.
Well, I understand how to compost paper towels. I don't actually understand how to compost a mattress. I mean, what do you do with things like that?
So there's programs that are starting across the U.S. where they are taking mattresses and ripping them apart and reusing all the components.
Even like the springs?
Everything. Yep. Because you can melt it down.
What collectively is Seattle doing to try to address some of those pockets where we haven't figured out or haven't successfully brought things down to zero?
Well, a good example is textiles. So when you have something that's in good shape, you'll donate it to Goodwill or somewhere like that. But for a single sock or something that's ripped or torn, you don't know what to do. The city has just started a program where you can donate to Goodwill, and now it will go and be used for rags and other things.
Really?
So all those textiles, which you don't know what to do with, you can now get rid of.
Well, that's kind of interesting. So as a citizen of the city of Seattle, I have a compost bin, I have my food waste, you know, we're already doing a lot of separating and composting here. But me, in my house in North Seattle, what are some of the best things individually that I can do to make all this happen?
So the last things that are in your garbage can and in mine are things like mixed packaging. So it's where paper and plastic are put together, or two different types of plastic. So one thing you can do is try not to buy products that have that. Ask for products that have, you know, simpler, more easily recyclable packaging. And when you get them, to rip them apart. So that's a pain, but you can rip it in part and then put it in your recycle.
Are there moves at the city level to look at some of that mixed material packaging and ban it?
So this is something both at the city level and across the U.S. What do we do about packaging? So there are companies like Philips that has the toothbrushes. They made a new type of packaging that was all recyclable. Costco has done that effort, and so is Amazon. Amazon has a whole program on hassle-free packaging.
This is my own pet peeve I'm going to talk about right now, which is the little, I believe it's a plastic sticker that comes on an individual apple or orange. How would we ever get to zero waste when things like these silly stickers exist?
There actually is a technique that has been promoted, which is a tattoo. So it tattoos the fruit with the information that's needed. It's completely edible, no problem, not toxic. And that would then be able to go through the scanners and bring it home, and you wouldn't have the little plastics. Those little plastic stickers are terrible because they're going in the compost, and that means they're getting out into, you know, our yards again. So we really need people to take those stickers off.
Zero waste is a great goal, but it's kind of aspirational. Is it within the realm of reality? Is it really conceivable that we could be zero waste?
Well, back in the day, so we're talking 100 years ago, they really were almost exactly zero waste. So we have sort of, through our consumer development, come to this point. But what we have been able to do is go from 82 containers down to 49, and we'd like to get it down to maybe 20 or 10 containers in the next, say, 5 years. So look, can we in Seattle really lead and get down to just those last few containers?
That's Heather Trim, leader of the grassroots advocacy organization Zero Waste Seattle. She talked to Marcy Silman.